Here on Joint Combat Outpost Haritan in northern Afghanistan, life is a little more quiet for Delta Company, 1st Battalion, 41st Infantry Regiment, due to retrograde. They're the last remaining troops here on the outpost. The hum of the generator is all you'll hear, except for when there's packing to do or guard duty to pull. In the process of handing over the outpost, the soldiers have come to live without certain amenities.
Our gym, our MWR, pretty much anything that isn't a hard structure that we can give to the ANA.
Says Infantry Team Leader Sergeant Matthew Hancock. And the list goes on for Specialist Christopher Powell, an infantryman.
So now we're down to minimum food and no internet.
But for the veteran soldiers of Delta Company, that's not really a big deal.
I'm used to eating MREs, UGREs on the regular. I'm used to not having internet. I'm not used to having a gym on deployment. This is more than enough for me.
In some cases, the process of retrosort has allowed soldiers to do their job, like in the case of Sergeant Sebastian Chavez.
When we first got here, before the retrograde, I was working as a battle NCO, so I really wasn't doing my job, per se.
Without cooks like Sergeant Chavez and his crew, the entire outpost would be eating MREs.
But we threw out sandwiches, we threw out hamburgers, hot dogs, and hot meals and stuff like that.
Got biscuits in this one. Biscuits, cake, beef and gravy, and sausages.
We're pretty much morale boosters when it comes to the fight, when we're out away from the families. The meals always bring people together, so you get to see everybody and everybody's happy, even after a hard day.
As the U.S. continues to reduce its footprint in Afghanistan, there will be more and more hard work and less amenities for some. But for others, that just means an opportunity to build morale one bite at a time. Reporting from Joint Combat Outpost Haritan, I'm Army Staff Sergeant Haley Zimmerman.